Chapter 12. Ireland Today. The Flag of Ireland. Ireland's tricolour flag is green, white and orange. The green represents the Gaelic tradition of Ireland and its native people. The orange represents the followers of the Protestant King William III of Orange. He governed in Ireland in the 17th century. The white represents the hope for peace between the people. During the Easter Rebellion of 1916, the rebels raised the flag above the General Post Office in Dublin and declared it to be the national flag of Ireland. In 1919, the Irish Republic adopted the flag in its War of Independence and refused to recognise the Union Jack. Languages of Ireland. English and Gaelic are the main languages in Ireland. English is the most widely spoken language in the whole island, but a small minority in the Republic speak Gaelic. The Constitution of Ireland states that Gaelic is the national and first official language of the Republic of Ireland, and English is the second official language. Northern Ireland has no official language, but everybody speaks English there. Their accent is a bit different from people in the Republic because of their closeness to Scotland. Some other languages have entered Ireland with immigrants. For example, Polish has now become the second most commonly spoken language in Ireland after English, and Gaelic has gone down to third place. Tourism. More than 6.2 million people visit Ireland each year, including 2 million to Northern Ireland now that it is safer. Tourism brings in about 5 billion euros. In 2011, readers of Frommer's Travel Guide voted Ireland a favourite holiday destination. Visitors particularly enjoy the humour, hospitality, green scenery and quality of life there. In fact, Lonely Planet listed Ireland as the world's friendliest country. Irish people have a genuine interest in other people. Most tourists to Ireland come from the UK, the USA, Germany and France. Dublin is the capital and the largest city in Ireland. It is on the east coast and stands on the shores of the River Liffey. Dublin Castle, a popular tourist attraction, is in Phoenix Park, one of the largest parks in Europe. Tourists also visit Kilmainham Jail. The British imprisoned and tortured many of the heroes of the Easter Rebellion there. But Dublin is much more than old buildings. You can take amazing guided walks around the city and find out about its writers, great restaurants and exciting music scene. You can also walk around the popular Temple Bar, an area with lovely medieval streets, or visit the National Gallery of Ireland and see the wonderful art collection there. Ireland has many festivals throughout the year. The most famous is the St. Patrick's Day Festival, with its colourful parades. In the past, there was an impressive firework display called the Skyfest, which was accompanied by music. It took nearly a whole year to plan this huge firework display for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Economic boom, the Celtic Tiger. Before 1995, life in the Republic of Ireland was very difficult. Unemployment and prices were high, and most of the country's economy was agricultural. The troubles in Northern Ireland also caused economic problems in the Republic and resulted in very few tourists or investors. Then, from 1995 to 2000, Ireland made an incredible transformation. Irish companies began to expand, and high-tech industries began to grow. After the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, more foreigners started to invest in Ireland, and there was an increase in building. People finally started to move to Ireland instead of moving away. Economists called this period of growth in Ireland the Celtic Tiger. The biggest boom was from 1995 to 2000, and the growth continued for several more years until the world recession hit in 2008. During this period of growth, Ireland became one of the wealthiest places in Europe instead of one of the poorest. It attracted young people from all over Europe, and the atmosphere in the country became lively and optimistic. Economic recession in 2008. Unfortunately, after 2008, the economic situation deteriorated. Unemployment levels reached 20%. Ireland has got a good welfare system, but since 2008, more people have received social welfare payments to save them from poverty. Without these payments, more than 50% of the population could be in trouble. In Ireland today, 750,000 people are living just below the poverty line. This means a quarter of the population haven't got the money to afford basics like home heating, meat, or a warm coat. But despite these economic problems, new industries are appearing. Ireland is exporting pharmaceutical, medical, and dairy products, and experts believe these will help the economy grow. Most people in Ireland today are hopeful about building a bright future in their beautiful, dynamic, and green country.